This is KNKX. As families adjust to distance learning, what's the experience like for a parent, or a teenager, or a third grader? 16-year-old Kalia Bullock decided to find out. She's a junior at Mount Rainier High School in Des Moines, and as part of our Take the Mic Youth Voices project, Kalia interviewed her cousins and their parents about navigating online school and produced this story.
I am Kalia Bullock here interviewing today.
Michaela Bird Davis.
Kyle Bird Davis.
Micaiah Bird, I'm a 15-year-old sophomore.
Nevaeh Bird Davis, I'm a 15-year-old sophomore.
I am Kyle Bird Davis Jr., I'm 11 years old and I'm in 6th grade.
I am Caden Bird Davis, my grade is 3rd grade and I am 8 years old.
And
we are the Bird Family!
How do you guys feel about the school year starting online this year as kids?
Online school, you can't see your friends. You only can see, well, you kind of can, but you can't. You can see them through the FaceTime thing, but you cannot see them in person and play games with them and stuff and play basketball and stuff.
As an older sibling, I have to help my younger siblings, and it's going to take away from my work time.
What was the hardest part?
Online calls and knowing when to get up.
It just seems like a lot more work, and it's harder because I'm more of a hands-on learner.
Our Wi-Fi is kind of trash.
My mom, she kind of stressed out because on the phone, I knock on the door for help. Then she's like, I'm on the phone with a client.
What was the best part about doing online school for you?
Like, I wouldn't have to wake up early, get dressed and everything. I could do it in my PJs.
How do you feel about your kids starting online school this year?
Nervous about it just because last time when they were remote, it was really hard just trying to work and also be home with the kids.
My full set its pros and its cons. Probably one of the pros for them and for us is just for the kids being able to be home.
What was the best part about you working with your kids on online school?
The best part of seeing my kids do online school is how much closer we were able to become during this time. It forced us to stay in the house. Everybody, we had to find new things to do with each other.
Just having them home more, we're forced to, one, communicate a lot more, you know, working together, staying more as a family and as a unit, practicing patience and just communication and all of those things just all in one. It just brought us closer together and more tired than ever now. So it was a gift and a curse, but it was a blessing.
How did that make you feel emotionally wise?
Great. Great as just a parent, as a father, and as a husband, knowing that, you know, through anything, especially something as serious as this, that we can come together and still be a family and a unit and see it through.
Those were the voices of Kyle and Michaela Bird Davis and their kids, Caden, Kyle, Nevaeh, and Micaiah. They live in Covington. The piece was produced by Kalia Bullock, a 16-year-old junior at Mount Rainier High School in Des Moines. The story is part of KNKX's Take the Mic project, which aims to bring more stories from teens and kids to the airwaves. You can find more information on our website, knkx.org.